Good evening, everyone. It's the 2nd of July, and it's about 7:30, a little after Central Time here in Pineville, Missouri. And we're going to do something a little differently tonight. Rather than have a full-fledged service, we're just going to be singing a couple of the old-school hymns and one of the psalms. And I wanted to just make an announcement. We've kind of changed our format a little bit on our Sunday morning fellowship call. We're going to be having a service in the morning, and Tom Adams, Brother Tom Adams, has agreed to share with me our thoughts on irresistible grace. So we're going to be talking about irresistible grace, and then we'll have a time to sing a hymn and a psalm and have a time of prayer, and then we'll open it up for discussion. If you believe in the sovereign grace of God and you don't have any other agendas like arguing and disputation and conflict, you're welcome to join us. If you send me a request at LarryWPhillips.com, go to our contact section and say send me a link. I'll send you a link for tomorrow's morning fellowship. Okay, the first song we're going to sing tonight is taken from the old school hymnal, and Mark has selected it. It's 280, and it's entitled Jesus Heals the Broken Hearted. Jesus heals the broken hearted. Oh, how sweet that sounds to me. Once beneath my sin he smarted, groaned and bled to set me free. By his sufferings, death and merits, his compassion, blood and pain, broken hearts and wounded spirits are at once made whole again. Broken by the laws of thunder, to the cross for refuge flee. For his paths of sorrows wander, 'tis his stripes that healeth thee. Oil and wine to heal and cherish, Jesus still to Israel gives. Nor shall e'er a sinner perish, who in his dear name believes. In his righteousness confiding, sheltered safe beneath his wing. Here they find a sure abiding, and a covenant mercy sing. Seek my soul, no other healing, but in Jesus' balmy blood. He beneath the Spirit's healing, stands the great High Priest of God. Next one we're going to do is a psalm, and it's Psalm 5 out of the Psalter.
To my thoughts attentive be. Hear my cry, my King, my God, for I make my prayer to Thee. With the morning light, O Lord, Thou shalt hear my voice and cry. In the morn my prayer arrange, and he comes to wash me away. Truly thou art not a God that in sin doth take delight. Evil shall not dwell with thee, nor the proud stand in thy sight. Evil doers thou dost hate, liars thou wilt bring to naught. God abhors the man who loves deed of blood or lying thought. But in thy abundant grace, to thy house will I repair. Look into thy holy place, in thy fear I'll worship there. Since, O Lord, mine enemies for my soul do lie in wait, lead me in thy righteousness, make thy way before me straight. For they flatter with their tongue, in their mouth no truth is found. Like an open grave their throat, all their thoughts will sin about. Hold them guilty, O my God, them for all their sin is well. Let them fall by their counsels, for against thee they rebel. But let all that trust thy care ever glad and joyful be. Let them joy who love thy name, for they guarded are by thee. And a blessing rich, O Lord, to the righteous thou wilt give. Thou wilt compass him about with thy favor as a shield.
Okay, the last one we're going to sing tonight is 317. 317. How can I, a lowly mortal? That's the wrong number. That's the one I picked out. How can I lower it?
517.
How can I, a lowly mortal, born an earthling, born of clay, seek to praise the Lord Jehovah, who has turned my night to day? How can such a one of Adam long restrained from God above hope to find his blessed favor, oh, to know his blessed love? For his eye is far too pure to look upon this sinful frame. His own perfect being never can accept my sin and shame. Oh, that I knew where to seek him. Oh, that he might smile on me. But unless my sin is covered, such a joy can never be. But, oh, listen, do you hear me? Do you hear that glad new song? It is telling how the Savior has been sent to claim his own. Blessed Jesus died to save me. Save me from the plague of flame. Now I know that he's my Savior. Praises to my Lord and King. Well, we hope you all have a blessed weekend. And a lot of people are going to be shooting firecrackers off this weekend and on the 4th. Thinking they're proclaiming their liberty, but liberty can only be found in Christ. God bless.